This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Osvaldo Castro Aguilar. Date of birth, October the 12th, 1976. Case ID number is 679-2622. Date of exam, July the 14th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a laboratory de análisis clínica de San Francisco 2. Identifying information. This is a 46-year-old married male with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cirrhosis of the liver and stomach drainage. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2022, where he worked as a truck driver for 22 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, him and his family live in his brother's home with the brother's family. He is not receiving disability benefits at this time, and his wife is not working. Allegations number one, cirrhosis of the liver. Number two, stomach drainage. History of allegations. The claimant states that in 2021, he presented to the hospital for evaluation secondary to having liver failure / cirrhosis of the liver secondary to alcohol abuse. The claimant also suffers from ascites. He denies any abdominal pain and states that he only has abdominal pain when he has large amounts of fluid in his abdomen. He has had approximately 5 abdominal taps to remove fluid from his abdominal cavity, amounting in 17 liters of fluid every time he is tapped. The claimant also has had delirium tremors as well. He states the only time he feels abdominal pain is when he has ascites. The other associated symptoms include nausea, constipation, melena, hematemesis, weakness, and a weight loss of 120 pounds. He is food intolerant to chili, pork, and greasy foods. He was evaluated for liver function, and his rating included an F1 for minimal fibrosis. His non-alcoholic hepatic failure was mild. He has no inflammation and mild steatorrhea. His acid level is at A1, which is a mild acid level, although he does have problems with severe ascites at this time. He was diagnosed with cirrhosis of the liver secondary to alcohol abuse with ascites and weakness. The claimant has documented increased liver function tests, increased bilirubin, direct and indirect, elevated alkaline phosphatase, sluggish biliary duct, portal hypertension, splenomegaly, and a 3-centimeter hiatal hernia with esophagitis. His condition is ongoing and does not appear to be too stable at this time. Limitations, the claimant is able to walk 1.5 block, comma, stand for 7 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He did not present with any assisted devices, but he does use a abdominal support for his abdominal hernia, which he states ruptured because of the ascites. His physician is Dr. Antonio Villanueva. He is on no medication for pain except for occasional Tylenol, and he does minimal physical activity. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, sometimes going to the grocery store, comma, and walking a little bit outside. Family history was non-pertinent at this time. Furosemide, 40 milligrams QD. Spironolactone, 100 milligrams QD. Linzess, 0.290 milligrams QD. Propranolol, 10 milligrams QD. Lactulose, 30 milliliters BID. Medical problems. Status post hernia repair of the abdominal wall in 2022. History of intestinal parasites, comma. History of portal hypertension, comma. Splenomegaly, comma. Ascites, comma. Alcohol-induced cirrhosis of the liver, comma. Mild. History of delirium tremors, comma. Major surgeries. History of a gastric bypass in 2017, comma. Abdominal serous taps to remove fluid times 5. Social history. Tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 3 to 4 cigarettes per day for 8 years. Alcohol. The claimant has a history of drinking 2 to 3 beers per day for 29 years and states that the last 3 or 4 years he drank heavily. He stopped in 2021. Delirium tremors, positive. He denies any other seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit. Weight, 204 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 11 inches tall. BP 114 over 73 mmHGs. Heart rate, 47 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 28.5. General, this is a 46-year-old male who appears to be much older than his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. The sclera icterus was noted, but no conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly normal, and confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/30, pinhole is 20/20, OS uncorrected is 20/25, Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to lungs? Lungs were not clear to auscultation and percussion bilaterally. The claimant has bilateral rales and ronchi of both lung fields, more likely than not coming from fluid retention from ascites. Could you drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, and mildly distended on palpation. The claimant had normal active bowel sounds with auscultation. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. There is a mid-umbilical hernia measuring 23 centimeters by 15 centimeters in that area. There is also a 7-centimeter horizontal abdominal scar in the mid-abdominal area where the claimant had surgery for the hernia, as well as a gastric bypass. Could you please drop down to to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He had clear thought processes, but his memory was fair. Concentration was good, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Cerebellar, the claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal and the lumbar sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal, the last paragraph? The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table with mild difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels or toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires no assistive devices. Neurological exam, grip strength was +4/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is some mild evidence of muscle wasting, but no muscle spasms of all four extremities. Muscle strength was +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for signs of liver failure. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +4/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant does show some mild muscle wasting and some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to fatigue coming from mild to moderate liver cirrhosis with ascites. Probable diagnoses. Cirrhosis of the liver with ascites, secondary to alcohol abuse, is at the first or second stage of liver failure. The claimant is being treated at this time. However, his condition does appear to be somewhat debilitating. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Osvaldo Castro Aguilar.